This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
I never seen or heard so many bastards in all my life.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard about it, read about it. But have you ever seen a psychedelic circus? Those innocent fun games of the hallucination generation? Here you will meet the swingers, the hipsters, the beatniks, and the acid heads who live from pill party to pill party.
Thank you. Thanks for coming to our show tonight. We appreciate the opportunity to serve you. We think it's great to be able to enjoy fine entertainment in the comfort and privacy of your own car. The come-as-you-are atmosphere is a pleasant way to relax in the evening. Don't you agree?
before... the scourge of AIDS and the police drove Fela Kuti to madness. He had a group called Africa 70. And from this album called Open and Close, this is the title track. And the Knitting Factory reissues are kind of skimpy on details, so I don't know what year this was originally released, but I know through osmosis, aka the music collections of friends, that Fela Kuti was major, the James Brown of African music. He liked these grooves that went on a long time, really engaged in his sound and as a band leader, and actually had a Broadway play about him, which was a production about 20-some years ago, maybe 30 here in the States. We have it at home. But I'm always kind of nervous about playing Broadway productions of famous people like Carole King. I heard that live, the woman who played Carole King on stage was absolutely great. But when I heard the soundtrack, because 3D's all in on that, I was like, nah, you know, it just doesn't work because Carole King is on the high up on the Mount Rushmore of women's music from any era. Tell us, Fela. Preceding Fela Kuti and Africa 70, music from Chris Whitley. Chris Whitley, now I fear, gone to obscurity a decade or two after his passing at the age of 45. I want to say he was from Texas, but I want to say that I say things on this podcast that sometimes, if I listen back to the show, I cringe because, like, that's not right. You know better than that. The heck is wrong with you? Tighten up. What did Sergeant Hulka say to Francis in Stripes? Lighten up, Francis. Chris Whitley, his first record, Living with the Law, released in 1991 on Columbia Records. I thought he was going to be a super duper star. And I don't know why, because really that wasn't mainstream acceptable. He certainly wasn't MTV photogenic. You could slide a piece of paper, you know, 6 inches from his arse and not hit anything. He was that skinny, a substance abuser. And he had his production for the marketplace. It just wasn't there in terms of people flocking to hear it. That song, Big Sky Country, inspired by a debate on Bozeman, Montana, the other day with my beloved. And she was making a case for how great Bozeman, Montana was. Saying, you know, I always have wanted to see the American West. I've always wanted to see the Big Sky Country, which is what Montana is referred to and was the title of the Chris Whitley track we played. But he said, there's militias out there. There's crazy people out there who, if you talk politics in the wrong restaurant or the wrong pub or the wrong street corner, you're going to get a stern talking to, if you're lucky, from one of the locals. It's a shame because, man, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, feels kind of closed off at this point, psychologically. And I don't like it. Big Sky Country, Chris Whitley, Again, Living with the Law, if you don't have it already and you're into that kind of sound with a electrified National Steel, Wildly, that's an album for you. And the Tales, especially the first six songs, side one, Sensuous as well. Then Traffic, the recently passed Dave Mason with Stevie Winwood back when they were grudgingly getting along. From the Tan album, released in 1968, their finest hour, IMHO, Who Knows What Tomorrow May Bring. Love Traffic. I love that whole organic thing. Loved John Barleycorn when it came out. Liked Low Spark of High Heeled Boys. After that, I was like, you know, you missed the pop sensibility of Dave Mason on here. Winwood just didn't like it. Didn't want it. More to the point. Traffic, Who Knows What Tomorrow May Bring. And we started off the show with jazz, which will infuse the pale-faced parabola this evening. From Dig, Miles Davis with Sonny Rollins. Recorded October 5th, 1951. Jackie McLean on alto and Blakey on the traps. Miles Davis on trumpet, naturally, and Sonny Rollins, the saxophone colossus, his own self, who passed on either late Monday or early Tuesday at the age of 95. We're not going to do the whole show about that because I'm schooled in jazz and know a decent amount about Sonny Rollins, but I'm no pro from Dover about it. So we'll do a couple and leave you alone about it. Savvy, but a couple of quotes. Let me see here. I need a second on Colossus. Oh, he once did a song called Disco Monk, M-O-N-K. And I don't know whether that's Thelonious or he's talking about a real-life monk. Also, he recorded with the Rolling Stones for the Tattoo You record. He did saxophone solos on both Neighbors, the rock song that ended side one, and Waiting on a Friend, the ballad, which ended side two. And he didn't want to do it, and his wife talked him into it, and he made a lot of money from it. Sonny Rollins, notably, was the last man standing in the Great Day of Harlem photograph by Art Kane. That was the basis for the movie The Terminal, a Spielberg, Tom Hanks movie from over 20 years ago. Early date for 3D and me in our courting days. I think even the man from Mobile, the belly boy, he went with us back when he was young. And, you know, sometimes Spielberg makes these movies that are borderline dreck. This wasn't one of them. I connected with it. I thought it was really good. Some quotes from his peers. Let me see if I can... Oh, yeah, he was once on The Simpsons. Sonny Rollins on The Simpsons. Well, you know they're hip on that show. And was a neighbor... Was on there. I'm seconding my notes. Okay. Quotes. Robin Kelly, Sonny Rollins told stories through his horn. Joshua Redman, another horn player, said his music set me free. How much greater a legacy and a compliment can you get at your passing? Wow. His music set me free, in case you didn't hear it the first time. John Zwed, Z-W-E-D, Zwed, said, I think it's humility, discipline, and self-criticism are legend. That's it. His modesty, discipline, and self-criticism are legend. Joe Lovano, who I believe is a survivor, he was maestro di maestri, That would be Day Maestri, I believe. And finally, Terry Lynn Carrington, get me out of this. Sonny Rollins spoke his own language through the saxophone. And the tributes will be pouring in. Age of 95. Yesterday was the 100th anniversary of Miles Davis's birth. And later on this year, the anniversary of John Coltrane's 100th birthday. This is the Paleface Parabola for this Wednesday night, May 27th, 2026 AD. Tonight's show is dedicated to celebrating the lives of both Sonny Rollins and Laura Brownlee. And I don't want her memory to fade into obscurity or go away in obscurity. She was a huge music fan in our scene here in this part of New Jersey. And an incredibly sweet person. Sensitive, sexy as all get out. Married a great guy, Stan, who went home a couple of years ago. Loved to fish, that Stanley did. For a long time, we were close friends. And then life took us different paths. But Laura, gonna miss you, honey. Here, and hopefully you can get Free FM either live or our podcast west of Eden, where you are now. Mental gymnastics and musical hopscotch is what we do on this 1 hour and 58 minute tour de force. Our team begins with the big guy who has sacrificed his time to get us up here to dance and sing for you in these times that we have in the Free FM Music Zone. And also 3D, I don't want to leave her out, especially here in New Jersey, because she picks me up and sometimes takes me there. And you know, I'm very grateful. I said to the big guy on the way up here tonight, over the last 20-some years, I've had to thank you about 200 different times for 200 different reasons, maybe. And let's make today number 201, because what you're doing is incredible. And her, too. That's our chariots to get to the studio here on these Wednesday nights. Then our New Zealand home base, our curators of this program, Bill Gray, host of the Retrospect program, which follows us here for an hour, garage, punk, and freak beat. He curates our Paleface Parabola social media page on Facebook and adds Yucks a Plenty on a weekly basis. And Mike Williams, one of our morning show hosts here at Free FM, a man who treads the boards in thespian style and hosts two great shows on this station, 7:30 to 9:30 on Monday morning and on Thursday morning, New Zealand time, Oceanic time. Our associate producers, John and Barbara, who allow us to invade their parking lot on a weekly basis. So grateful. And the lord of our fields here on the Paleface Parabola, the mystery man whose musical taste will be inflicted upon you later on in the program. We are live to Hard Drive from the Fifth Estate Studio A. We're here to bring cheer to every ear and joy to every girl and boy. And a way to achieve that is to ride with Mr. Coburn. Some would call him Cockburn, but just the thought of it hurts. So we'll go with the way he calls himself, Mr. Bruce Coburn, and we're going to ride the night train with him.
night's throat from here, you can hear the night train passing. That's the sound somebody makes when they're getting away. Leaving next week's hanging jury far behind them. The prisoner only has the choices they've made. Night train. Shines like starlight. The moon is floating somewhere out at sea. I'm an island in the blur of noise and color. Alcatraz, St. Helena, Patmos, and the shadow deep. Night train. Somebody else can stand to the sea that binds us like the forest tide of a blood oath. We'll wear it down, dissolve it, recombine effort, though it goes against the grain. And the ultimate forgetfulness of violence sweeps the landscape like the headlight of a train. Night train. Shines like starlight. Starlight shines like glass shards in dark hair. And the mind's eye tumbles out along the steel track, fixing every shadow with its stare. Night train. We'll be right back.
ends in one day. Lying in the depths of your imagination, worlds above and worlds below. The sun shines on the black clouds hanging over the domain. Even when you're feeling warm, the temperature could drop away. Like four seasons in one day. Smiling as the shit comes down, you can tell a man from what he has to say. Everything gets turned around, and I will risk my neck again, again. You can take me where you will, up the creek and through the mill. Like all the things you can't explain, four seasons in one day. Blood. Sleeping on an unmade bed, finding out wherever there is comfort, there is pain. Only one step away, like four seasons in one day. Blood.
Feeling that you need me. Gotta feel, gotta feel. So I checked us into 5-star. Heard you squeal. Now the high life will be our life. Said I'd be there, running up a tab at the hotel for the fab. Running up a tab at the hotel for the fab. Got a feeling that you're hungry. Got a feel, got a feel. Got a feeling that you're thirsty. Got a feel, got a feel. So I ordered up some champagne and fromage, living large. But those four, you're in there on some Camembert. Running up a tab at the hotel for the fab. Running up a tab at the hotel for the fab. Run.
feel standing tall. 'Cause your love will get me through this big ordeal. Worth it all. Running up a tab at the hotel for the fab. Running up a tab at the hotel for the fab. Run.
Good evening, friends of the creaking door. This is your host to welcome you into the inner sanctum once again. Come in. Our little place may not be a mansion, but it has its advantages. For one thing, it's thoroughly scare-conditioned. The scream pipes are always in good working order, and the rent's quite reasonable. We get a cut rate. Well, you've had your warning. Whatever happens from now on, you asked for. Just be sure the family is provided for. And now to our happy little anecdote for tonight.
Miles Davis was a huge admirer of Ahmad Jamal. And so are we here at Studio A. And this is Ahmad's Blues from the album Working with the Miles Davis Quintet. Except Ahmad Jamal wasn't on this record, but Red Garland was. Now, he worked in close combination with John Coltrane over the years. Rhythm section, Paul Chambers on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums. Also on speed dial in the phone of John Coltrane, if they had speed dial back in the 1950s. And Miles on trumpet here for his 100th birthday. This is a prestige recording, recorded by Rudy Van Gelder right here in New Jay, but not in Englewood Cliffs this time, but in Hackensack on May 11th, 1956. Miles Davis Quintet. Man, what an honor it is, even though Miles Davis used to call pale faces like me devils and seemed to be mad at the world. Never happy in his marriages. Who in their right mind would knock a woman like Cicely Tyson around? Miles Davis would. But no denying, up until Bitches Brew and beyond, how great that guy was for over 20 years. Nearly everything he put out was tremendous. and visionary in America's art form, jazz. We're halfway home in tonight's Pale-Faced Parabola. Retrospect number 729 directly follows our lead. We just heard Susie and the Banshees from Kaleidoscope, one of their early records. We heard Paradise Plan from this record. Susie Sue, My Age. Do we dress alike and think alike? Heck no, but she has her moments for me, and that was one of them. Forget who's on that record, and I'm too lazy to read the liner notes. I saw Susie Sue once at the first Lollapalooza. She had canceled the day before, and there was some fret about whether she was going to come out today. She did, with a fog machine in the bright sunlight. It was slightly humorous. I wouldn't tell her that, though. She probably slugged me. The band that was in Down Under over this past weekend, first in Australia, and then in the South Island first in Christchurch, and the North Island on Sunday night, Auckland, which is 2 hours away from our nerve center at Free FM. And I tried to coax our Footloose concert-going GM to go see them. Wanted no part of it. Had tickets for a band called Wednesday that has MJ Lenderman in it. Sparks, the most inexplicable of music comebacks. Next to the Rolling Stones still making new albums. The album's called Mad. It was released in 2025, about a year ago. And we listened to Running Up a Tab at the Hotel for the Fab. Your basic Ron Mayall wit on display there. Sparks, the Mayall Brothers, still around 55 years after they got started. Amazing. Crowded House. It's Neil Finn's birthday today. He, not only of this band, but also of the band Split Enz with their big hit, I Got You, and did a tour with Fleetwood Mac when they fired Lindsey Buckingham, and Neil Finn and Mike Campbell took over as they needed two guitar players, although Mike Campbell certainly capable of manning the controls, I think. Neil Finn came in also to sing, and it was good stuff, apparently, although I didn't see the shows, and I wasn't, there's no recorded evidence of that tour, and I can't stand Stevie Nicks, so a hard pass on it all. But I like that song that I played for obvious reasons, or I wouldn't have played it. Four Seasons in One Day from the album Woodface, released back in the 90s. They made recent music, a comeback a couple of years ago. I don't think it took hold. Before Crowded House, there was Jimmy Smith, king of the Hammond B3, although the guy who shares room space here with me on these weekly excursions into the dark heart of music, he might have something to say about that. Jimmy Smith, the theme from Where the Spies Are, Verve Records, 1966, took it from a compilation called Come Spy With Me. They're not kidding around. That's what it's actually about. And Bruce Cockburn got the set started off on this, his 81st birthday, a personal hero of mine, right up there with Superman and Spider-Man and Doctor Strange. And we listened to the track called Night Train from the album The Charity of Night, 1996. I submit to you boldly and without fear of contradiction, one of his finest moments. in recording. What a rubbery bass line in that track by Rob Wasserman, who worked in the jazz field and also did a couple of pairings with Bobby Weir back in the 90s. Got the Sheepdogs from Alberta, Canada, up next in the queue, CD player number one. But first, Trump at Walter Reed again yesterday. Remember just, and yeah, we do a lot of American politics on this show, somewhat for the New Zealand audience, because I know you read papers over there and you're really smart, but, you know, it's kind of like, well, I listen to your station, so I understand. I listen to Free FM, I listen to RNZ National, so I can be up on your news, and I figure we'll shovel some of our guano your way. Trump at Walter Reed, and he used to beef about Biden falling asleep at meetings. Guess what? The camera don't lie, Donnie. And you couldn't hide from the fact that you have the means and didn't go to your own son's wedding. Well, you know what? A couple of years ago, I didn't go to my son's wedding, full disclosure, but that's because 3D was out of town and I'm not capable of traveling on my own anymore physically. There, I said it. Lacrosse, our sport, goes back to the 12th century. It used to be called the medicine game. Now, I've seen those sticks. I guess they weren't going to Dick's Sporting Goods here in America to get their long poles, stuff like that. But as now, you watch people hit each other to try and dislodge the ball, and it's got to hurt. Back then in the 12th century, I'm guessing they used paddles. Princeton from New Jersey, Princeton University, beat Notre Dame. I was a divided soul watching this because I've got mostly Irish blood in me, but I'm from New Jersey, so Princeton won the day, rooting for them. So kudos to the Tigers. Also, here in New Jersey, we have had a so far bloodless coup happen in Newark, New Jersey, one of our biggest cities. And this is at a place called Delaney Hall. Why it's significant is because it's become an ICE detention center. And our own governor was turned away at the door. They wouldn't let her in to see the facility and see what was going on in there. And one of our senators, Andy Kim, got pepper sprayed outside because there was a protest of about 50 to 100 people regarding ICE's presence and the fact that, heck no, we don't want you, so go. What an outrage. What an outrage. These people came in and took over a building and then wouldn't let our elected officials have a peep. All the more reason to know that they're fully funded and completely out of control. And the pastor of one of the churches 3D and I go to, I bet that he was there yesterday, and I'm hoping that he'll post a report, because he's an activist as opposed to some of the three-piece suit people. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 7, says, come, let us sing to the Lord. Give a joyous shout to the rock of our salvation. You know, I'm thinking that maybe God isn't all that happy with the way that politics has been weaponized to have a position of power here in the United States. In fact, it's a straight drag. And yes, I have lost my talk over music. And yes, it does seem to be elusive. I'm never going to get to this if I don't play it now. So why don't I play it now? Got some Betty Golson For those of you who aren't hip, he wrote the song Killer Joe, a jazz staple, in 1960 when he played with his Philadelphia band, the Jazz Tet. Now you know, aren't you better for it? You know you are. Lulu, come on in. Ah. Benny Golson from the CD Horizon Ahead, which brings back one of my favorite phrases from the first Pirates of the Caribbean movie. Johnny Depp has his ship back, has his crew back, and says, "Now bring me that horizon." And really bad eggs. Yo-ho, me hearties. We're home. Watch the movie Lincoln about Abe over the weekend with 3D. She wanted to see a movie that spoke about the military and honored it. Remarkable movie. Whoever wrote that script, dialogue so smart. It was about adding the 13th Amendment to the U.S. And it was a fight that if it happened now, CNN and MS Now would be all over it. Coverage wall-to-wall 24/7. Daniel Day-Lewis, a remarkable actor, remarkable in this movie. As good as There Will Be Blood, well, not as dynamic, because Abe Lincoln was a pretty solid, straight-ahead guy, but what a movie. Recommended. 1860. Some people weren't big fans of Abe Lincoln. 1860, the New York Herald about Lincoln. The conduct of the Republican Party, which is now the Democratic Party here in the United States, and this nomination is an indication of small intellect grown smaller. They pass over statesmen and instead nominate a fourth-rate lecturer, Lincoln, who can't speak good grammar. Yeah, the guy who wrote large parts of both the Emancipation Proclamation and the 13th Amendment. Not good grammar. From the book that movie was based on, Team of Rivals, written by Doris Kearns Goodman. It's intimidating. It's about 600 to 700 pages long. Some amazing quotes in it. The antidote to that New York Herald editorial in 1860, Walt Whitman. What if the old Greeks had this man? What trilogy of plays, what epics would have been made out of how the rhapsodies would be recited about him? And then there was Tolstoy, 1909. The Great Well of Washington is only moonlit by, that would be the greatness of Washington, is only moonlit by the sun, S-U-N, of Lincoln. His example is sun. Thousands of years. Something that'll last thousands of years. He was, I'll forget it. Lastly, this book, 3D's amazing. She had an amazing weekend of care for other people. Glenn Boozan, B-O-O-Z-A-N, wrote a book for kids called There Are Dads Worse Than You Are. And it's really funny. Quote, great dads of the past. Don Corleone, Norman Osborn, King Midas, Walter White from Breaking Bad, and Jack Torrance, Nicholson's character from The Shining. Example of being a dad that you can live with yourself. You dropped your kid off at Taekwondo late. Well, it's better than the mom who locked her daughter in a castle. That would be Rapunzel, I believe. Who now is famous for letting down her hair. Speaking of, let's do that with the sheepdogs.
All I care about is liberty. Come on in and we can dance around the Christmas tree. Oh, don't be scared because the power's on. All I do is talk upon my telephone.
We'll be right back. long. Oh, I love the boogie. Hey, she boogies all night long. Sweet as sugar in the morning, in the evening she come on strong. She can boogie when it's raining, boogie when it's dry. Boogie on a skateboard, baby, that's no lie. My baby loves the boogie, oh, the boogie all night long. She see the sugar in the morning, in the evening she come on strong. She can boogie when it's freezing, boogie when it's hot, dancing in a snowstorm, dancing when it's not. Oh, she loves the boogie. Man, she boogies all night long. She's so sweet in the morning, in the evening she come on strong. Ooh-wee. Ooh-oh-oh. Jersey, rock me in New York, take me to the Chicago, take me for a walk. Little girl loves the boogie, she can boogie all night long. Sweet as sugar in the morning, in the evening she come on strong. Come on, boogie, baby. Texas, up to Tennessee, over in Ohio, over in Waikiki, yeah, she loves the boogie, 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 boogie. She's sweet as sugar in the morning, in the evening she come on strong. Hey, one on one is two, two and two are four. I'm heavy loaded, big, I'm all booked out, I'm bound to go, yeah. She can boogie all night long. She's sweet in the morning, in the evening she come on strong. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh-wee. Upon a star, look up for a sign, don't even bother, man. The little girl's all mine, she can boogie. Yeah, she boogies all night long. She's sweet as sugar in the morning, and in the evening she come on strong. Come on, boogie, baby. Show them how to do it. Look at this. Yeah, she got the moves on my baby. She's my baby. My baby loves the boogie. She boogies all night long. Oh, my baby loves the boogie. She boogies all night long. Yeah. Got the moves in the baby. She's my baby. Come on, boogie, baby.
looking, baby, but you know I'm somewhere within town. I'm going to the country. Baby, do you want to go?
No, do you want to go, baby?
The true flowers of life, and it has been a most precious pleasure to have temporarily strolled in your garden. Thank you.
no more jibber jabber. And not much comedy. This show has kind of taken on a sheen that I'm not entirely thrilled about. We're going to work on it for next week's program, if there is a next week, given the Dr. Strangelove world we potentially live in with Pete Hegseth as Secretary of War here in the United States. Right now, we thrill, I say, to new music from the Parlor Greens. This is a trio on the formidable Coal Mine label out of Ohio. And the track's called Lion's Mane from the album Emeralds. This is just out about a month or two. And it's the B3-driven or organ-driven kind of jazz-flavored music that I react to like the veritable moth to the flame. Preceding that, Taj Mahal, the artist, not the building, from a tribute to Greg Allman called All My Friends, a 2-CD set that was released several years ago. I think 2014, actually, so more than several years ago. Bunch of good people on this, including John Hyatt, among others. And Taj Mahal and Ry Cooter got a version of Statesboro Blues together in the 1960s, 1964, for their band The Rising Suns, and of course the Allman Brothers. You couldn't escape Statesboro Blues. To the end of their days, they still started concerts with that song. I guess it's a signature song, but they didn't write it, and I was always grumbling. I was like, you guys learned another 12-bar blues? I mean, come on. You're the Allman Brothers. You can play. Really play. But I thought that was a cool version to play on this, the 9th anniversary of Greg Allman's passing. Another one of those guys where you used to say, okay, in the great dice game of life, who do you have as far as how is that man still alive? Greg Allman came up on a few lists. Then there was Dion. Yes, Dion DiMucci, who happily is still with us. He's 85, and he's been making some superb records, truly, over the last 15 to 20 years. This one is called Blues with Friends. Listen to this lineup. Brian Setzer, Jeff Beck, Van Morrison, Billy Gibbons, Sonny Landreth, Paul Simon, Samantha Fish, the young ingenue of the blues, Rory Block, veteran of the blues, Stevie Van Zandt, and Patti Scalpa, and Bruce Springsteen. We called in John Hammond for the track we heard, My Baby Loves to Boogie. And if she didn't to that song, had to check her pulse. Dion, My Baby Loves to Boogie. And the Sheepdogs got the set started off. They have a new record out also. It's called Keep Out of the Storm. It's on their own label. They're from Alberta, Canada, who's looking to secede from the Canadian Union right now. Because Canadian, we keep hearing how easygoing Canadians are. And, you know, I read about these secession tales or efforts at least once a year, it seemed. And there's only 7 provinces there. Happily, the Sheepdogs have kept making music throughout the storm. Again, the album, Keep Out of the Storm. And we heard Bad for Your Health here on the Pale Faced Parabola, Free FM 89.0, Hamilton NZ, home of great shows like Back Porch Bluegrass, In Sessions, In Deep Sessions with Ben, the Hawaiian Reggae Luau, and others. We thank you for your ears on this Wednesday night, May 27th. And we're in the home stretch of the show, the Mystery Man's Pick of the Week. About to rise up from the primordial ooze? For now, let's do this one. This is from Gil Scott-Heron, who passed today in 2010. I lament even having to say those words.
Clear spring morning, there's not a cloud in the sky, and it's got me out here walking and waving to the ladies as they stroll by, and I ain't forgot for a moment all the things I need to do, but when I see that old sun shining, makes me think that I can make it too. Yes, and all I really wanna say is that the problems come and go, but the sunshine seems to stay. And just look around, I think we found a lovely day. The flowers woke up blooming and put on a color show just for me. I appreciate it. The shadows dark and gloomy, I told them all to keep the hell away from me, because I don't feel like believing everything I do gone turn out wrong. Or when vibrations I'm receiving say, hold on, brother, just you be strong. Yes, and all I really wanna say is that the problems come and go, but the sunshine seems to stay. Just look around, I think we found a lovely day. Sometimes it rains, and I feel kind of strange, because it seems like my problems begin without the sunshine on which I depend, and all that make me feel like I need to hear the sun say is, hey, just look around, I think we found a lovely day. I think we found a lovely day. I think we found a lovely, lovely, don't it feel like a lovely day?
Downtown to the Ska Show. There's a Ska Show, come on, let's go.
Forget about everything. Don't wanna fight or cry. Just have some fun before we die. And there's never any doubt. That's what it's all about. Hey, everybody, let's go downtown to the Ska Show. There's a Ska Show. Come on, let's go. This invitation is for all. It doesn't matter who you are. It don't matter where you're from, cause everybody is welcome. And there's never any doubt. That's what it's all about.
Everybody let's go downtown to the Ska Show. There's a Ska Show, come on, let's go. Hey, everybody let's go downtown to the Ska Show. There's a Ska Show, come on, let's go. If we don't have fun, then what are we living for? Everybody, let's go downtown to the Ska Show. There's a Ska Show, come on, let's go. Hey, everybody, let's go downtown to the Ska Show. There's a Ska Show, come on, let's go. There's a Ska Show, come on, let's go. Let's go.
Jive makes you dig your kicks on the bellow side. Hep, hep. Hep, hep. The Jim Jam Jump is a solid jive, makes you 9 foot tall. You 4 foot five. Hep, hep. Hep, hep. Ah, don't you be that Icaroo. You get hep, come on, follow through. You get your study foo. You make the joint jump like the gators do. The Jim Jam Jump is a jumping jive, makes you like your rakes on the Jersey side. Hep, hep. Hep, hep. The Jim Jam Jumping Jive makes you have hep on the mellow side. Jim Jam Jump is a jumping jive, makes you kick your kicks on the mellow side. Hep, hep. Hep, hep. Is it solid jive? Makes you 9 foot tall when you're 4 foot five. Hip, hip. Hip, hip. Oh, don't you be that Icaroo. You get hip, come on, and then you follow through. You get your study foo. You make the joint jump like the gators do. The Jim Jam Jump is a jumping jive. Makes you like your eggs on the Jersey side. Hip, hip. Jive makes you have it on the mahala side. Tibo to leave it in your bottle, leave it in your bottle, leave it in your bottle, leave it in your bottle. Tibo, my baby, give me my bottle. I'm a bottle. Tibo, if you buy a bottle, I'm going to keep the bottle. I'm about to get the guy for 4 years, I'm about to get the money, 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 I'm about to get the money,
I've been to social functions down around Mobile, attended them in Richmond where they rock for real. I fell in on a barbecue in Birmingham. I went in like a lion and came out like a lamb. I messed around in Memphis, thought it was the end. Boy, what a session, thought I'd never mend. But I can tell you now, I never lived until that fine large meeting down in Louisville. Man, it was crazy. Show was crazy. They were bawling and brawling from Thursday night till Friday morning. It was crazy. Show was crazy. They were bawling and brawling from Thursday night till Friday morning. The meeting of the Order of the Western Star was moving into groove at the refreshment bar. The Brotherhood and me was getting on first rate when in walked the most exalted potentate. He said, "Now, brothers, mind your manners, be polite. The sister membership is dropping in tonight." Just then the chicks arrive and Jack DeRay, Sam Hill at the good large meeting down in Louisville. Man, it was crazy. Show was crazy. They were bawling and brawling from Thursday night till Friday morning. It was crazy. Show was crazy. They were bawling and brawling from Thursday night till Friday morning. The room began a jumping like a pogo stick. I started in promoting me a real lush chick. I never jived a gal so fine in all my life when a big bass voice hollered, "Put her down, boy, that's my wife." The most exalted potentate was mighty burned. He kicked me in my belly while my back was turned. He pulled the leg right off the most exalted throne and beat my head like a xylophone. Man, it was crazy. Show was crazy. They were bawling and brawling from Thursday night till Friday morning. It was crazy. Show was crazy. They were bawling and brawling from Thursday night till Friday morning. The friendly brothers acted most unbrotherly. Fists began to fly and mainly right at me. The sisters started pulling hair with great concern, and no one made a motion to adjourn. I made myself an exit through a window pane. My feet was doing 60 when I hopped that train. The way I left them cats, they must be fighting still at the good large meeting down in Louisville. Man, it was crazy. Show was crazy. They were bawling and brawling from Thursday night till Friday morning. It was crazy. Show was crazy. I ain't never had so much fun before. But Jack, I ain't gonna do that no more. I hear they fighting still at Good Lord's meeting down in Louisville.
Work it, Tommy, work it. Tommy McCook and the Supersonics from an outstanding double CD, at least in my opinion, from a couple of years ago called Soul Power 68, where reggae and ska bands did, well, versions of American soul music. Because what used to happen is across the bay from New Orleans to Jamaica, they would hear what was on our charts and really enjoy it and then put their own spin on it. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. Tommy McCook, ex of the Scatolites. We just heard one of the Kings again, in my opinion, which I give frequently and freely on this show, the kings of rock and roll in terms of lyrical joy and sensibility. Louis Jordan and the Timpani Five from their year, specifically that one, 1951 in New York City. And we heard the track called Louisville, Louisville Lodge Meeting, which sounds like one that you better wear protective gear to. 1951, the year. Cab Calloway with the Jump and Jive. I was telling the mystery man that 3D and me happened to cross YouTube video of Louis Jordan doing Let the Good Times Roll over the weekend. And we're just like, thank God we put this on. 3 minutes of joy and watching him act it out and the band playing behind him. Ooba dooba. And if I was in a different frame of mind, I would say Ish Kabish, because that was great fun. Louis Jordan and the Timpani Five. Hopefully for you too. More modern style, Real, R-E-E-L, Big Fish, from the album Life Sucks, Let's Dance, from 2017, and the piece called Ska Show, which he repeats over and over again. And that disc, modern ska with, how pepped up it is. Sometimes I get my back up about it. This band and this band's hands, fantastic. And we started the set with Gil Scott Heron and Brian Jackson doing A Lovely Day, which similar to Bill Withers' track about Lovely Day, but not the same. From the album From South Carolina to South Africa, because Gil was an activist when it wasn't that cool to be one back in the 1970s. If you've heard the song Johannesburg about South Africa, you know what I'm saying. Now, what I'm saying is it's time for the Mystery Man, and he's got a left-field pick from the 1970s about to tickle your lobe. So, sir, brains of the outfit here at the Pale-Faced Parabola, talk some talk about Happy the Man.
Happy the Man. Kit Watkins was the leader, and... Well, they were a prog band from the late 70s. They had two records that I'm aware of. I have them both, and we're going to hear a piece from one of them.
It kind of reminded me when I first heard them of Genesis, but their songs were too short to be Genesis. They were those
bit jazzy,
epic tales.
A little bit jazzier, too.
Agreed. Well, that's Wisdom from the Mount of... Saint Mystery Man, and that's our closing valedictory statement for this evening. Keep your ears open and alive for Retrospect number 729 coming up shortly in the tremendous programming, Diversified, that is Free FM 89.0 out of Hamilton NZ. You can get it on the World Wide Web. Thank you for your ears tonight. We hope that we've accomplished our mission statement, which was to bring cheer to every ear and joy to every girl and boy. And well, so women are included this in on this too, and kids. Happy the man. Hope you're happy. Sláinte, good fortune, and go well. Dig you in 168.
This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.